In 2015, Ladysmith Black Mambazo celebrates 50 years of joyous and uplifting music. Within this music are the intricate rhythms and harmonies of their native South African musical traditions. In those years, the a cappella vocal group has created a musical and spiritual spirit that has touched a worldwide audience. Their musical efforts over the past five decades have garnered praise and accolades from a wide body of people, organizations, and countries. In addition to their famous work with Paul Simon and his album Graceland, Ladysmith Black Mambazo has recorded with numerous artists from around the world, everyone from Stevie Wonder, Dolly Parton, Emmylou Harris, to Melissa Etheridge, and many others. Last year, they were awarded their fourth Grammy Award for the CD, Singing for Peace Around the World. Ladysmith Black Mambazo will be at the Mahewi in Great Barrington on Friday, the 6th of February, and at the Bardavon in Poughkeepsie, New York, on Sunday, the 8th of February. Albert Mazabuco has been with the group since 1969. He joins us this morning as a member of Ladysmith Black Mambazo to tell us about their work and their upcoming events in our region. And it is a great pleasure, Albert, to welcome you to the program. Thank you very much for being with us.
Thank you very much. Sanbonani.
Very nice to have you with us. So give us an idea of how you came to Ladysmith Black Mambazo.
I was so fortunate that Joseph Shabalala, the leader and the founder of Ladysmith Black Mambazo, he came to me. I was with my brother and one of my cousins, and he came with his brother. That was 1969, October. I remember he came in the mid-morning, and then when he came, I was so excited because he has been my hero when I was a little boy. And it said, I had a dream that I dreamed of my grandmother. His grandmother, she is my grandfather's sister. And she said, I must come to you and then you will help me to achieve this dream of developing this kind of music. And I was so excited, and then I jumped up. I said, okay, start now teaching us. He said, no, sit down. I want to explain what kind of singing I'm looking for. And he said, I want us to write the new songs, the songs that is going to empowering people and encourage people to work together and be stronger for their struggle. And we will tell also the story through the music. And then I sat down and said, wow, I've never heard that. And then from there, he said, I have two songs that I want us to learn today. And then he taught us two songs that day. The one is called Kosi Amakhosi, meaning King of Kings. Mm. And then the other one was, say, Buya Duduwami, meaning Hello, My Baby. And then he taught us those songs, the very new songs, and then in a way of singing that I was never heard in my entire life. So from there, we never looked back. And then so here we are now.
This was 4 years into the creation of Ladysmith Black Mambazo that you were a group. How much did you know about the group in your country prior to that? Had they hit big, or were they still in a formation period?
They were famous in competitions, and I heard that because I was born in Ladysmith, so when I went to Durban in 1964, in 1965, I heard that they are so powerful when it comes to competitions. And then we even compete, because that time I was just singing with some other people, but I didn't have a group that I was belong to. So that's why I was so happy when I saw him coming to me. I said, oh, because I wanted to sing with him all along.
You said a moment ago about his insistence of telling the story. What was the story? And I guess it can be extrapolated to this point of what is the story now as well that you want to say?
The story that time he was reminding people about the Zulu warriors. I remember the first album that we recorded is called Amabutho. It means warriors. And then he was reminding them how powerful these Zulu people they are, because they came together being one big nation. And then so his message, it was that if people come together and being one and do one thing, so they will be powerful and they will conquer everything. As you say now, the message has, you know, changed along the way, encouraging people, but now with a message now is to celebrate what we have achieved. Just even to celebrate life itself, because we have to celebrate that.
But even then, and now, and as I mentioned, the Grammy Award for Singing for Peace Around the World, it is that message of peace and what one person can do in a peaceful way to change the world.
Absolutely. We still believe that, you know, as we when we met Dr. Nelson Mandela in 1990, after he was released from jail, and the first speech that he made in Durban, he said, take all your weapons and your pangas and your spears, throw it in the ocean. Let's come sit down and negotiate and make peace one another. So I think this peace is a very powerful weapon that people can use in this world, because it's only weapon that can make this world a better place to live.
When you think of your work, of course, in South Africa, it was the Paul Simon album Graceland that made you a household name in the United States, and brought your music into so many homes that perhaps would not have embraced it otherwise. I'm curious as to your personal thoughts on that partnership, and how it changed you and how it changed the group.
You know, I think we were so fortunate and we were blessed that Paul Simon came, and then he was looking for our group when he came to South Africa. Fortunately that he found us. And then joining Paul Simon, it changed our life. Number one, it introduced us into the world stage. Number two, it changed us financially. Mm-hmm. I'll be honest with that. And then it was the time that we can see that through this music we love, and then we sing, we dedicate our life to it, and then we started to benefit from it. Since then, our life has been changed. We have been able to send our kids to better schools, even to help other people. You know, it's so many things that it benefited us joining Paul Simon, so we were so fortunate.
Since that time, and what is interesting to me anyway, is that you really then didn't change, the sound didn't change, the message didn't change, it just brought you to new places onto different stages and much larger stages, and allowed you to spread the music even further.
You know, I think it's best for that. The music has not changed, because this is a music that Joseph, the leader and the founder of Ladysmith Black Mambazo, he got it from the dream that he dreamt while he was asleep. And then this is the music that he was taught by the people that he cannot, when he described them, he said they were children, but they were singing for him, so they were floating on the stage. And then he didn't see them if they were black or white or green or yellow, but what he learned from them, how to blend the voices and how to make a singing goes with the action when you are doing the dance. So he learns all those tricks, and then so he taught these to us. So I think that it's a music that I translated, in my opinion, it's a heavenly music. It has to be stay like this.
I think that is a fascinating description, because in listening to it, even your most recent work, there is such a dreamlike quality to it.
Yes, exactly. I think the dream is it connects us with the other world that we don't know, since we're in this, we are still in this flesh. But there is other world that we are connected to it. So I think that is a place where people live happily.
How many members of the group are there?
Right now we are 9 in the group.
And how many go back as far as you do?
I'm the oldest in the in this group right now, and then the youngest in the group it's Joseph's grandson.
Mm.
So it's the average is so wide. I'm 66 now, and then the youngest it's about 28.
And you'll have 2 shows in our region, and I assume you enjoy playing these beautiful theaters throughout our country, of beautiful, intimate theaters, and a great place for this music to be performed.
It's always joyful to be in this country, and then the people embrace us, and then so they treat us so well. We consider this is our second home away from home.
Well, Albert Mazzabuco has been with the group since 1969 and will be part of Ladysmith Black Mambazo coming to the Mehewi in Great Barrington on Friday, February 6th, and at the Bardavon in Poughkeepsie, New York on Sunday, February 8th. Links to both venue sites can be found at wamc.org/roundtable. Albert Mazzabuco, a great pleasure. Thank you for so many years of beautiful music and for changing us in such a beautiful way. And I thank you for the time you spent with us this morning.
You're very welcome. Thank you very much.
A great pleasure. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.